WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Israel says an undercover operation has freed four Hamas hostages kidnapped October 7th during the attack on Israel. Military spokesman Daniel Hagari.
They are back home in Israel. They are alive. They are well. They will undergo medical examination and will soon be reunited with their families in the hospital.
The rescue happened at a camp in Gaza, and Hamas claims that more Israeli forces attacked and killed 210 Palestinians, injuring at least 400. A military flyover is part of the welcome ceremony in Paris for President Biden for an official state visit. Mr. Biden has just spoken about the hostage rescue.
Welcoming the safe rescue of four hostages that were returned to their families in Israel. We won't stop working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached. That is essential.
It's a rather balmy 88 degrees in Las Vegas, a day after record heat, with temperatures headed to 107 there today. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says things will ease up in the Southwest soon.
Temperatures across a good portion of the West will start to moderate starting today and continuing through the remainder of the weekend. They will remain generally above normal across most areas west of the Rockies.
The Southeast is not immune from the heat wave. The feels like temperature in Orlando right now expected to top 100 degrees. He was one of the first three humans to circle the moon in December 1968. Retired astronaut Bill Anders has been killed, his small plane crashing just off the Washington state coast. Anders flew aboard Apollo 8 with Frank Borman and Jim Lovell, and he and Lovell told us the story of the iconic Earthrise picture that he shot.
The first Earthrise picture was taken by Frank Borman, but that was a black and white picture. And the picture that was commemorated on the stamp and has been the picture of popularity was one I took. Had to fight the camera from Lovell.
I concur.
Bill Anders was 90. We're just a few hours away from horse racing's Belmont Stakes. CBS's Steve Kathan has our preview.
And they're up.
Because of renovations at Belmont Park, the third leg of the Triple Crown will be run at the Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. There's no chance for a Triple Crown winner this year, but Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan and second place finisher Sierra Leone will run. So will Preakness champ Seize the Gray. It could be a fast race. At Saratoga, it's a mile and a quarter, shorter than the usual mile and a half at Belmont.
Next year's Belmont will also be run at Saratoga. It'll return to its home in 2026. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome up-and-coming singer-songwriter Katie Scullin, who performs live in studio. And I'm joined by Civic Media News Director and comedy enthusiast Terry Bell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Raised in Wisco. You hear my voice first because Joel Clayfish is... Where in the world is Joel Clayfish? I have no idea. We do not know.
No?
We do not know.
Like Carmen Sandiego.
Exactly. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman alongside Mike Kretschmer. He is taking my spot. I'm taking Joel's spot. Bandit's still here, so everything's still gravy. But we have a little bit of switch in the studio. We have Jess taking place for Anya. This is going to be weird. This is awesome. I'm excited. Are you excited? Are you ready?
Super excited.
Super excited. Super. Okay, so with this show, we're finally going to talk about my turkey hunt.
Yeah.
I'm super excited because that was like a month ago. And it was every time I go on a turkey hunt with Joel, it is something remarkable. I don't know why Mother Nature is in our favor every single time. And this with turkeys, one time with a goose, but mostly turkeys because this turkey hunt was... so pristine, it worked out perfectly imperfect, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we were sitting, as we should, watching the sunrise. Everything was perfect. A coyote came, scared my big Tom back into the tree, which I was really upset about. I'm giving the cliff notes right now.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, well, this Tom is sitting in that tree for hours. We were there for hours. And other Jakes came around. Jake was being a butthead and scared my other Toms away. And then we just left. This is horrible. It was a horrible, it was a beautiful, horrible hunt. But then we left and went around. And then we're like, okay, we're going to try this spot. And all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, I got a huge turkey. But then, of course, other things happened in between that kind of messed up that turkey, if this makes sense. Stay tuned for the next part. But that beautiful laugh that you hear is Robin, our loyal listeners. We have some of our loyal listeners in the studio today. I'm very excited. Robin, hello.
Hello, Danielle.
How's it going?
I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah? I'm very excited to talk
about... Part of the Kennedy clan.
Yes.
Yes.
Our loyal listeners since day one.
Yes.
This has been going on for almost 2.5 years now. Do you believe that? And we're all over Wisconsin. All over Wisconsin now and all over Spotify and Apple. And what else are we on, Jess? What else are we on? Spotify and Apple?
YouTube, X, and Facebook.
Oh, look at us go. Whoop, whoop. You nailed that. You got it right away.
I definitely wasn't referring back to Anya.
Definitely of course not. No, solid. Oh, and the Civic Media app. Please download
and the Civic Media app.
Of course. Mike Kretschmer, how's it going? How's life?
It's going. Busy. Summer's here. Ready to do some camping, a little bit of fishing. I haven't been out much.
No? You haven't been out at all
turkeys.
Fishing?
I went one time.
What?
We were out on pine and it was all right. Going for walleyes and we caught everything but walleyes. That's what happens with me.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing good lately and so I finally get out.
Get a chance.
Yeah. We caught a couple bluegills, couple small perch, crappies.
Yeah.
Bass, pike, everything but walleye.
Did you keep anything?
No, we didn't. Because I caught like a nice gill and I was like, I'm not going to catch another one of them because
like
they're fishing walleye.
Sandwich size.
Right. And then I threw that one back and then I caught like a 12 inch crappie and I was like, well, now I'm not going to catch anything. It's just, it was good to get out, got the boat running and it's fun to be on the water. You forget, like when you get so busy with everyday life, you forget. If you're not doing that all the time, you forget about it, right? So then you get out there and you're like, why don't I do this more?
This is actually spectacular.
Yeah, right. It was perfect. The bugs weren't bad. It was calm. It was a fun time.
Mother Nature cures all. I'm a firm believer in that. For me, I went out salmon fishing 3 times already.
Holy smokes.
Going out again on Sunday for my birthday salmon fishing trip.
When's your actual birthday?
June 17th.
I have close.
I have a story about my birthday.
Mine's the 15th.
Oh, and Joel's is
the 8th.
The 8th, thank you. Yep, what is today's date? Today's the 4th, so in 4 days, Joel's birthday.
And my wife's is Friday. She's going to be the big
21.
30 plus 10.
Don't say that on air. What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm already there. I'm good for it. So we're a week apart. It's crazy. My son is the 29th, 7th, and boom. It's like just a week apart. And then Finley's the... July 9th. So we get all the birthdays out of the way in the summer.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's what our family is doing. We have my sister Lisa's birthday on the 1st. We have my birthday on the 17th. We have my brother's birthday on the 19th. We have my sister Jessica and her husband's anniversary, my parents' anniversary, and Father's Day.
All
mashed up into one weekend. So we're all getting up in Amro and we're having a big birthday weekend. We just do that every second weekend in June every year, just celebrate everything because it's a lot. There's 6 siblings. So
yeah, I've been since being a dad, I kind of get gypped on the old Father's Day birthday.
Yep,
it's all
sure
in one.
Do.
So we had a Father's Day 40th for me last year, but it was a great time. We had a bunch of friends. We went camping and we're camping again this year.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. I'm just, enjoying nature and the kids love, so some of those bougie campgrounds, where they get the jumping pillows and the stuff in the water. And sometimes we do the state stuff. So
that's perfect.
It's a good time, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get more into the camping situation. I feel like it's coming back into style.
Absolutely.
And with the Wisconsin DNR website, like they have all the
state ones on there.
Yeah, the state ones on there. So you can just go there and it takes you directly to there. But I don't even have a tent anymore. So I don't even know what to... I don't know.
I have two of them plus the pop-up, and it's like the progression of camping is just a whole show on itself, from when you go from like sleeping in a hammock to a tent to a nice tent to a pop-up to a hard side to an RV. It's like,
oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I usually sleep when I go like overnight walleye fishing over, and I used to just stay in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So just sleep 2-3 hours in the truck and then
get up and fish again. Right.
And then, you know, get up.
What do you guys think about RVs?
I'm all for RVs if I can afford an RV.
I know.
Bougie camping.
Bougie.
Well, it's kind of glamping.
Yes,
glamping.
Sure.
That's
yes.
The
word. But when you do it, you don't want to do anything but that.
Right.
It's so easy. Right. Hit a couple buttons and everything's set up
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
RV is my dream.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where in the world do you want to go camping? I feel like this is going to be a common thing now today.
Well,
where in the world?
I have right. like a picture, a dream of an RV, an Airstream RV.
Yeah.
That's my dream. And in Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
What part of Florida? Yeehaw Junction, Florida?
The Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
By the ocean.
Oh, sounds perfect.
That, yes.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
That sounds perfect.
And I just want to get a medium-sized one in Glacier and then Banff.
Banff, that's mine. I want to go to Banff so
where
bad.
Where's Banff?
Northwest of Calgary, Canada. It's like some of the bluest water there is in the world, but it's just all Rockies. So I think next year we're going to do Glacier, and then Banff is a kid-free trip, so Glacier we're gonna take the kids
okay.
and drive
a kid-free
it
trip for me.
Yeah, and then so Banff is gonna be a fun trip with adults only.
Very
after we do
interesting.
Glacier.
Interesting. So how do you spell that?
B-A-N-A-F-F.
Yes, or B-A-N-A-F-F.
This is a fun spelling episode.
I think.
My phone's charging. I don't even know where my phone is right now. Ban is laying on it. Speaking of Bandit Lane and stuff that he shouldn't, I have a disgusting story to bring us into the next episode, or the next segment. So I moved in January, correct? And when I moved from the old house, I took some of the wild game that I harvested as well. And I put it all on my ground blind, moved it because, you know, just throw it all in there and just leave.
Move it to the new freezer, right?
Yeah. So I'm ready, moved it all in there. When I got to my new house, I took all the stuff out of there, put it in my freezer. Great. Living the great life. This was January, so it was cold. So then I put my Bandit's neoprene vest and my ground blind against the wall, having a happy life, going day by day. I'm like, oh, there's a little smell. Where's the smell coming from? But then about a month later, a deer jumped over my sister's fence, did not make it. The cop came out, whatever, and I got the deer in my freezer now. And so I processed it in my garage. So I'm like thinking maybe I didn't bleach the floor well enough, right? The drippings got past the plastic and the cardboard, and it just got on the floor.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Clean it up.
Yeah, so I bleached it, moved on with my life. Well, I got warmer and warmer, and I bought some new gardening stuff, the deer and rabbit stuff that stinks really bad, the concentrated kind that just smells disgusting from the bottle. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll put that outside. Nope.
Not it. It
gets worse and worse. So I started inviting people over to my house.
To sniff?
I'm like,
the sniff
can
test.
You find where this smell is coming from? It's not coming from the attic. It's not coming from the cabinets. It's not coming from the walls. I'm like, just smell my wall. Just smell the floor. Like, smell. Where is it coming from?
Another where in the world.
Where in the world is this smell? And then I cannot find it. And this was in January I moved, right? We're now in June. I found it last week. Last week. And the smell was so bad, I stopped using my garage.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. But then Wonderful Bandit decided to go rub against my ground blind, and the smell got stronger. I'm like, what is this? So I grabbed the ground blind and tipped it over and drug it just a tad, just as, you know, what are you smelling? And then I just saw slime on the ground. I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst smell I've ever smelled in my whole entire life.
Ugh, so bad.
And what
it was a few ducks from North Dakota that I accidentally, it fell out and went all the way down to the bottom of the foot.
Oh.
And it was just laying there since January.
Oh.
Just being all nasty.
Oh my goodness.
And then I just
goodness.
Pulled down. Of course, I documented it. I film everything, as Anya pointed out. And it was just full of maggots and slime.
Oh, it's like, oh. I've had some
so
bad,
disgusting.
Bad
please,
stories.
If the
that.
Listeners are still listening, please continue listening. It gets better from here. I promise. I just needed to get that story off because, you know, life happens. That is my life story.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, I feel so bad because those my ducks from North Dakota. Luckily, it was not my speckle belly.
Oh,
so it was just teal, but you know,
it's still good eating.
Yeah,
it's just
still little chicken nuggets. I still wanted to have.
Right.
Oh my god, but it was the worst story. And then Bandit smelled like it for like 2 days. Oh my god, it was the worst smell. But now officially, I can park in my garage as of last week.
How did you clean it up?
Solid, bleach and dish soap with the little ducky on it.
Oh.
Why do I buy that dish soap? Because there's a duck on it. But when we get back to we're going to talk about the 22nd annual Koshkonong Mounds, the Spence Jensen Classic. Ooh. Very exciting. Stay tuned.
Is it any wonder I've got too much time on my hands to stick away with my sanity? I've got too much time on my hands. It's hard to give me such a calamity.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution. My heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that.
Every time you hear that song, you have to sing it.
That's a good one.
Isn't
it is a
it,
good
though?
Tune.
But that is actually quite fitting. You're listening to Raisin Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman alongside Mike Kretschmer. This song is because the 22nd annual Koshkonong Mounds Country Club is hosting the Spence Jensen Classic Golf Outing.
It's a lot of words.
Isn't it, though?
And you knocked it out of the park.
Nailed it. Solid. Yes. And this is for Opportunities, Inc., which is what you are part of.
Yes.
It is you, Robin Kennedy.
Well, it's not me. It's a larger organization.
Yes.
And it started in 1966.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, just a few.
Yes, we're getting on to 60 years.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So Opportunities, what is Opportunities?
Well, Opportunities Incorporated is a community rehabilitation program that focuses on building workforce for what we like to call diverse abilities,
mm-hmm.
individuals with diverse abilities,
yep.
to train them mm-hmm. and engage them in their community and build them up and advance them to become independent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And last year we had you on the show as well. And last year we talked about this. And last year you decided to ask me.
Yes, I did.
To come do an auction situation, hence
really?
The song.
Yes.
And I was alongside, what's the gentleman's name that did the auction? The one that actually knows how to do it.
Al Schrader.
He was amazing.
Yes, he was amazing. He was amazing.
When you think of auctioneers, you think of just talking like that really fast.
Yeah.
Doing the fun words, putting all the fun words together.
Yeah, I can't talk that fast. Let's be real.
I practiced for like a month.
Okay.
I tried so hard to do it. I stood up, A, B, C, D. I could not think of one word to say. There was tons of people, hundreds of people there.
Yes.
And they're just staring at me. And I'm like, this is what we have. And then he took over and he did what he normally does and just saw a deer in headlights and did his thing, and I'm just walking around looking pretty. I'm Vienna White. That's what I was doing. Like, this is what we have.
And then he would just start going and handle the auction.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing to see.
Those people that can handle that are just on another level. Mm-hmm, it is so cool. Tim Miller's guy in Waukesha County here, and he's very good and he's hilarious at it too. So it's fun to go to the auctions that they're doing. And it's a talent.
It is a talent for sure. And then we got to auction off one of my good friends, Mike Keller with Foul Dogs, donated a trip last year.
Yes.
And so I got to auction that off. You can see me now, I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
Auction it off. And you know what I kept saying? He has a 16-foot Chris Craft boat.
Okay.
I kept saying 16-inch. Everybody kept looking at me and laughing at me. I'm like, 16-inch, 16-inch.
Yes.
They're just looking at me. I'm like, oh my God, 16-foot. Foot.
He's got a way bigger boat.
I know. And oh my gosh. I was like, there's no way I'm ever doing this again. And then Robin called me and said, hey, can you do this again? I'm like, nope. Nope. I'm good. Absolutely not. But then of course, you cannot say no to Sweet Robin. Look at her.
Hey, you're one under your belt, your two's gonna be better.
It is gonna be
better. So are you going?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes. It is this Thursday.
Sweet.
Yes.
This Thursday. And we have You want to talk about the special guests?
Yes, I do want to talk about those special guests because we're so excited. So J&L Tire out of Johnson Creek, they have kind of brought these two special guests to us.
Okay.
Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman.
Woo!
Awesome.
Yes.
And
I didn't even tell you this.
What?
Paul Kaufman
is
going to be our live auctioneer.
No.
Yes.
Wait, really? So,
yes, he is.
That's
pretty cool.
Why do I have to stand next to him?
Oh, my gosh. You are going to just do fabulous.
Oh, my goodness.
Fabulous. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
What I bring to here is the salmon fishing because I got another friend, fish and magician, James Sullivan. He donated a trip. So this one's out of Algoma with Fish and Magician. So that's what I'm bringing to the.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a lot of nervousness and laughter.
Yes. But we all are nervous. And
let me see the flyer.
You want to see the flyer? But I'm very excited. Thank you
so much
for inviting me.
It's going to be so exciting.
Last year, how was the turnout last year? Like, was it everything you expected?
Absolutely. We, every year. And of course, we've had this 22 years.
Yes.
I've been at every one, in addition to our president and our co-host, Jason Fry, Barb LaDuke, our president. So we have been at every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we fill the course every time.
That's wonderful.
We have 35 teams, I believe.
35. Wow.
18 holes of golf. I do not golf.
You don't want to see me golf. I have friends that do it, like their outings after outings. They had one Monday. They have one Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not naming names, but they're close friends. I never get the invite, but
rude.
Yeah, but you don't want to see me golf. I said, you can hit the ball. I'll shoot it with my shotgun as it flies away.
Heck yeah. That sounds awful. You guys should do that. That'd be fun.
Oh, well.
Well.
Do we want to talk about our exciting sponsors?
Yes.
I mean, the outings that we have, I would love to tell you guys about them because you're going to totally love this. So for our live auction.
Yes.
We have Vern Valley.
Vern Valley?
Warren Valley.
Vern Valley. Darn it. I always say that.
Shoot, you get it, huh?
I always say that.
Okay, Joel. Hey, you got to fill in for Joel. Joel's not here, right?
My goodness.
I can insert dad jokes. I got those. Oh, shoot.
Oh, darn it. Milford Hills.
I absolutely love Milford Hills.
And Milford Hills is amazing because they've given us our A-team adventure. Our angling adventure.
We're definitely going to be talking about that when we get back from our break. Yes. Obviously.
Obviously.
But Warren Valley, that's the one in Eagle.
Warren Valley's Waukesha.
Waukesha.
But they're both awesome for facilities.
Yeah.
If I can get that out right. they're both beautiful places.
That's kind of how I felt when I was standing up front. But,
Fletcher Arms Gun Range?
Ooh.
We've got that too.
I think we need to take you out to do all these things at all these places.
I mean, you should maybe be up there going, you just got the
Vienna White situation. Absolutely.
Fletcher
and exclusive hunting club in Edgerton.
What is it?
Exclusive hunt club in Edgerton.
How did you find all these people?
This is all perfect in our organization.
This is all perfect opportunities to Raise in Wisco because these are all Wisconsin-based companies that are helping everybody in the outdoors. And like you were saying with Milford Hills, they have the A-Team Adventures, which Joel talks about all the time.
Yes.
Absolutely love it.
Yes.
Thank you for still listening after my disgusting story during the first segment. Hope you're still listening because we have about a turkey hunt coming back from the last... from our segment.
Yes. Won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, I'm about to bend my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the yacht's lock and I hauled her hard away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you my own mind. I'll do your bidding and beat you back and call.
Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know, she got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. 93.5
The Tap. CBS News Brief. With no hostage ceasefire deal, Israel's military has gone into Gaza to bring four of them back home. Military spokesman Daniel Hagari.
This was a high-risk complex mission based on precise intelligence conducted in daylight in two separate buildings deep inside Gaza.
Hamas says later Israeli attacks have killed more than 200 people at a refugee camp. President Biden is in Paris. He's been talking about aid to Ukraine.
It's the sixth package we've provided since we signed the national security legislation earlier this year. I wish we could have done it when we wanted to 6 months earlier, but we got it done.
It's another Southwest sizzling day and a possible record breaker in Las Vegas for the second straight day. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
Excessive heat warnings are still in effect for that area, where temperatures today are still expected to top out well above 100.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong offensive showing, Tobias Myers pitched a gem in the longest pitching outing of the season for the Brewers.
It was just pitch by pitch, and then next start came around. I think I'd got into like trying to force results. So today was literally just one pitch at a time. That was all I was thinking about, just next pitch.
Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings of work. Today it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4 under par after the first day. Wisconsin natives Cherry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school champions will be crowned in the sports of softball, tennis, and lacrosse. All three events are being held in Dane County. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy with some showers this morning, then more sun by this afternoon. We'll see a high near 73. For tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. Sunny for Sunday, a high near 73. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 48. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 72. Right now, it's 62.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband Jim would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for a statewide tour with our friend Jane Matinair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting into my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Welcome back to Raisin Wisco. Oh, mama, I feel like I need to do a nice, steady ease into this. I wish I had a turkey call. Where are we talking about? Aiden's wonderful hunt.
Alone.
So about 2 episodes ago, so 2 weeks ago, Joel was talking about...
Okay, it's coming together.
Yep. Right. Joel was talking about the wonderful turkey hunt that we were eagerly waiting the phone call for.
Yeah, and the thunderstorm and...
And everything just started happening.
All right, let's hear it.
It was a thunderstorm chasing thunder chickens.
Yeah. Well, I'm alive, first of all.
This is very good. I made the right
decision. Yeah, I made the right decision.
Wait, introduce yourself. Who are you?
I'm Aiden.
Hi, Aiden.
I'm this woman's mom, Robin. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of a mentoree from Joel, right? You've done a lot of stuff with Joel.
Everything. Awesome. Basically.
Turkeys, deer?
Just turkeys now, but going to be doing deer this fall.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And what about waterfall? Have you done much of that yet?
No.
Okay.
So just turkeys so far, but hopefully we can get a deer this fall.
I want to know what your thought transition was when you wanted to go solo turkey hunting.
Well,
how did you work with the courage? Did you go with Joel the first time? I want to hear it from you, because I can hear it from Joel's wonderful storytelling anytime. He told all of the listeners about it.
He'll probably tell it better than me because I suck at storytelling, but okay. So I got a turkey tag for the week of the 15th to the 21st of May.
Okay.
Turns out it was a pretty busy week, but I didn't know that because I got the tag 2 months prior.
Yeah.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Always a problem, but it is what it is.
Yeah. But DNR got their money. So, yeah. You know, they won at least, right?
We all won because all that goes towards conservation, goes towards everything.
That's true. So that's true.
I always encourage everybody to get the patron's license. Even if you're just going to go turkey hunting, just goose hunting, just fishing, just get the patrons because it helps wildlife and helps us in general. So, it helps everybody. And
side story, I did not get my patron's license this year for the first time and for a very long time. I was so busy with the turkey. Yeah, with the turkey hunting, and I just didn't go, and I was like, okay, fine. And now I'm really like, oh, now I got to buy this. If I go salmon fishing, I got to get my stamp.
Yeah.
Yep.
The simplicity of it. Just pay the $170 and you have everything.
Everything. Okay, back to you. Back to you, Aiden. Continue.
Okay, so Joel gives me a call. Well, I call him right before the tag starts up, right? And we only got 6 days, so it's kind of like, you know, it's urgency sets in, right? So turns out he's going to be in Florida that weekend. So he ends up asking me, would you like to go alone, potentially?
Your heart starts racing?
Yes.
Are you ready?
No. I never am. But that's fine.
Way to be honest. Very proud.
Yeah. So, but you know what? I said, I got to use this. And if I just got to go out once.
Yes,
I can't get a tag and just not go out. And you know what? I think it's a great experience going out by yourself. Because I went out 5 times, I think, with Joel now.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I thought, why not? Why not? It's a great opportunity to go by yourself because eventually you are going to go by yourself.
Absolutely. That's the whole process of learning, the knowing that you learn it, you do it, and then you teach it. That's how you know you processed all the information.
Exactly.
You can now help somebody else, bring them someone else into the hunting world, to the outdoor world.
Yep.
So you learned it with Joel 5 times. Now you did it by yourself solo.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me about the experience when you got out there.
So when I got out there, first of all, it was really calm out there, right? Calm before the storm, literally.
I like it.
it was interesting at first because obviously nothing's happening, which is the usual, right? First hour, 2 hours, nothing's happening.
Yep.
But eventually, I kept on using the turkey caller once every 20 minutes.
What kind of turkey caller did you have? Yep. Do you have a slate call?
The scrapey one?
Oh, yeah. So a slate call.
Yeah.
Or a box call.
With a stick?
A box call. A box call. Yes. So I used that.
I love box calls. Those are very nice.
I don't know. It sounds just like a turkey. It's phenomenal.
I hope so.
And it scares my dog away.
I hope so.
So I used that, and I think the time's around like 5:30 or 6:30, I see a dot way in the distance. And luckily, my brother got me some binoculars, so
nice.
I got those bad boys out. And turns out that it looked like a tom to me.
Yeah.
It was still pretty far away, even for the binoculars, but I knew it was a turkey. So I kind of just, you know, watching with my eyes a little bit, staying still, right?
Perfect.
Not really. I'm shaking. So
were you on the ground?
Oh, my God. And when I tried practicing with aiming my gun, because I missed previously on the last hunt in the winter, by the way.
We don't say that. We're all good. We hit them every
time. I'm aiming my gun, right? And I'm just like making sure everything's there, metal BB under the red dot, you know,
perfect,
all that stuff, right?
You're going through the motion before
it
actually happens.
Because
happened.
I didn't that one time.
And a lot of people don't do that, and that's probably a lot of why that happens.
Yes. So went through all that, and I'm trying to keep it as still as I can. But even if a turkey's not there, still shaking because, you know, just
the adrenaline
picturing
if you lose
your
adrenaline, please stop hunting because even when I do it now, I'm still shaking. I'm like, man, what is happening? Okay, so continue.
So, obviously, I'm watching the turkey, right? But then I notice the wind starts blowing in, and I see some dark clouds coming, like dark.
You were in a ground blind, though. You have somewhat cover.
Somewhat's a good word.
That's really hit. That was real bad weather, wasn't it?
It was bad.
Like tornadoes.
I would not.
No, we were sitting here. We're like,
I'm
I hope he takes
that. Yeah. So. I called Joel just because, you know, he's checking on me like every 5 minutes, right? Making sure everything's good.
It was on the show.
Yes.
We know.
We're sitting here like, it's getting darker.
So I call him and I just say, you know, this storm's rolling in, but I saw a turkey like 5 minutes ago. It's disappeared now, but
stay put.
Yes.
That turkey is going to come up to another hen or another Jake or another Tom, and it's going to be right there in front of you, and their eyesight is phenomenal, and you're going to spook it, and it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Stay put.
Yeah.
That's my advice. What would you say, Kretschmer?
Yeah, definitely.
Stay put.
Like, until the hail starts coming.
Yeah.
And or all
what
of a sudden,
did you do?
Yeah, what happened?
What did you do?
Okay, I stayed put for a little bit, okay?
Keyword, little bit.
For a little bit, okay? So I'm calling him, and while I'm on the phone, the turkey got...
Wait, you calling Joel or you calling the turkey?
I'm calling Joel.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with him right now, because I'm telling him, this storm's rolling in. I don't know. I'm not an expert. How do you gauge this? Because I see a turkey, but there's also a storm. So how do I...
I think you're telling this story.
How do I work with this? I was... Because it's the worst situation possible. You're by yourself. You see a turkey, but a bad storm's coming in. Like,
but
just,
then you would have to go home and do nothing and think about it. I feel like it's a pretty good situation.
But I'd be alive thinking about it.
I feel like you're alive right now.
Yeah, I'm alive. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what did Joel say?
He said do what's ever comfortable, which
good,
is
good
a
man.
Great answer.
Good man.
I think it's a yep. great answer.
Yeah.
But... So I did for a half hour, and I'm watching the turkey. Eventually disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. Anyway, so
I
wait.
The storm was coming.
Yeah.
It was.
He's like, screw this, I'm going home.
Yep.
I'm out.
So I'm just keep telling myself, all right, 7:25, you'll leave. 7:25. 7:25 comes. I'm still sitting there.
Cause good.
I've had a few hunts, maybe three or four, where there's nothing happening. We see a turkey like 150 yards out, and it mm-hmm. gets closer and closer. And like you lose hope that it's gone. And then 2 seconds later, it's even closer than it was before.
Yep.
So yeah, that's hunting. It didn't get any closer.
That happens. You gave yeah. it a.
I gave it a try, you know.
The good old college try on a week, but I didn't even go, so you're one ahead of me
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day, I did get out there.
You
right?
did. You did see a and Tom, a turkey.
I guess, yeah, that's a semi-win, right?
It's you know, you saw something. Yeah, that's it's, a win.
Here's
with
that.
A storm coming, those little buggers, usually when a storm's coming,
they fly
if it's
away.
Windy, they go into the woods.
I thought I saw a few fly away.
I mean...
You and know, that's when I really said, could, all right.
It could have happened. You never, I don't know. Here, I wasn't there.
Here's the takeaway is that you're telling the story right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, like experience is cool. The wild game is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a memory you're going to have for a long time
yep.
coming.
Yeah, my first solo hunt.
My right. first yeah. solo hunt I did.
For sure. And that's what mattered. I mean, well, yeah. There's people that I know that I've taken in when I was guiding back in the day. They were like, oh, I've hunted 7 years, 8 years, and I'm killing two, three turkeys a year. I've had some prime properties, but it's where the birds are in the situation.
Yep.
I'm like, come
yep.
with me. 10 minutes sitting. I can hear them gobbling. They'd get out of the roost. They'd come running. And I'm like, get the gun up. He's like, huh? I'm like, they're going to pop up over this hill in 30 mm-hmm. seconds. They're all going to get the decoy. What? And he's to your point of like, get the gun up and practice. I'm like, get the gun up.
Yep.
And he's like. When he puts, as soon as he puts the guns up, here comes three redheads right over the top. I'm like, shoot, don't shoot them all. Cause same thing. You're going, you know, everything like that. You got to be precise and then mm-hmm. it's just yep. that everything takes over.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
My first solo hunt, I didn't even hear a turkey. Not one gobble.
Yeah.
I did not see one. I was out there like 3 or 4 days, nothing, just sweating in the ground blind. It was
oh, yeah.
so miserable. So you saw something. At least you had cooler weather. I was dripping sweat.
To Joel's credit, he did set me up, though, with a turkey because he said it came around a lot the last week.
It just didn't work. It just didn't work out
it
that
happens.
Time.
But you're going to...
The storm
you
had
in,
other plans, you know.
Did you put in for a fall harvest?
Yeah, I will eventually.
I mean,
got the
I
deer,
like-
but the fall... That's 4 months, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Do you have to apply for that anymore, or do you just? Get
I
over
still
the
do.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to or not. I don't honestly remember.
I
usually
just put
do
it with
right
my
away.
License.
I know that's what I've done in the past until this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you should just get your patron's license.
Yeah.
Just get it.
How much is that?
$160.
you know, 160, 170.
But then you get everything.
How old are you?
21.
Oh yeah, you're way past.
Yeah.
You're in with us adults.
I didn't have to take a field test for my hunter safety.
Oh, during COVID?
Well, no, I was over 18. So.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm glad you're getting out there and learning. And
yeah.
So my last hunt was with Joel when I got this turkey. And we went out there in probably the same ground blind you had, because that thing has been through a lot. It has.
I forgot how to fold it, too. So I had to carry it back.
That would have been funny.
Along with my gun, along with the chair, along with the decoys.
That's what I was going to say to you.
But you know what? It wasn't bad. It wasn't that heavy.
No, like when you started, it was all set up, and then you were out there. Like when you say you're going on a solo hunt, I'm carrying decoys, I'm carrying a blind, I'm carrying the chair, the gun.
It wasn't the problem. It was beating out the storm. That was
right,
the problem.
Right, on the way back, yeah. That's a great story, though.
And I feel like I know where he took you. So that's some tall grass to walk through and everything.
There is a path, though.
Oh, there was a path.
Very
that's
easy
nice
to follow.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
That's very nice of him.
Knowing Joey, he probably knows it.
Oh, but yeah, leading to our last segment, my turkey hunt with him was so beautifully perfect. Just like picturesque. Like I was trying to take so many pictures, but there were so many Toms and Jakes hanging around that I couldn't keep my phone out there because the sun was shining so perfectly, but the fog rolled in.
Oh, really?
Like it wasn't ideal for turkey hunting, but it was ideal for like visual effects. Like the fog rolled in so thick and so beautiful that just the tops of the trees were hanging out. The sun was shining through and then the coyote came. It went into my beautiful Tom went into the tree, but when we get back from our break, I will tell you how I harvested my turkey.
Nice.
And messed up the tail feathers.
Exciting.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Danielle Fairman, alongside Mike Kretschmer, Ron Kennedy, Aiden Kennedy, and Bandit, the non-turkey killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fantastic. It was a great story. I feel like Joel could not have told it better.
I beg to differ.
Robin, I feel like you have something to say.
I think you did an awesome job. And Joel is going to be very proud of you.
Yep. Joel's always proud of everybody. Joel's such a good soul.
Just get out there and do it. That's, yep. You know,
do something.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be on a shirt.
Oh, speaking of do something, I will go back to my story in a second. So I have a new boyfriend. His name is Josh. He...
Nice plug.
Thank you. Hello. We went to his daughter's graduation, but his daughter's graduation, his daughter goes to the same school as Violet.
Oh, cool.
And Violet gave the most wonderful speech at the graduation. She was so enthusiastic.
Oh, really?
I didn't know it was her when she first started talking because I was way up in the nosebleeds. I was like, I don't know who this little girl is, but I want to give her a hug and just so fantastic. And then she said, I'm Violet Clayfish. I was like, oh, Violet, this makes perfect sense.
That's cool.
But during the speech, wasn't from Violet, but it was from one of the other students. They said, just get out there and do something. Anything. Just get out there and do something. You went out there and just did something. You went out there, did you solo hunt? You did it. You yeah. still did it, which is fantastic. So just get out there and do something. I don't know why I brought this up. Why did I bring this up? This is how my brain works.
Joel's heart is good.
Oh, because Joel's a good soul, so it passes on to yeah, okay. Yeah. Hopefully everybody else connected the dots before I connected my own dots. Man, the life of me. Okay, back to my story. So the coyote came in. I wanted to shoot the coyote, but it was 100 plus yards away. I had my 12 gauge. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
And it treed the biggest tom of all into that tree for hours. It was so disheartening. I'm just looking at Joel. I'm like, Joel, stop snoring.
I was just saying, I'd have been sleeping or out of there in a real hurry.
Okay, he was not sleeping. He was wide awake. And so we had these jakes come along. The jakes came to the decoys perfectly. But there was another tom in front of these jakes, but this jake decided to cut across the creek and get to the tom first, to the tom decoy first, and just scared away this other tom. It was 60. I'm comfortable at 40.
Yeah.
And it just turned and walked away. I'm like, you little bugger. And then that jake came around and circled the hen decoy and just, you know, had its way. And I'm like, I don't want to, it's my first date, first sit. Like, right. I don't want to shoot a jake right away. And then the jake turned around and started walking away. I'm like, I should have shot that jake.
Yeah. Like,
remorse set in. I'm like, I should have shot it. I looked at Joel. I'm like, I feel like I ruined your hunt, even though this is my tag. I feel like I ruined it for you. I ruined the whole entire experience. My brain was just going. I'm like, I got regerts. So many regerts. And I'm like, let's just leave. Like, maybe I could crest over that hill and chase those turkeys down, but nope, not happening. I'm like, okay, well, I just ruined this. This is horrible. And then we were packing up and everything, and we see more toms. Ooh, look at those toms. We should go try over here right quick. So we walked over. We got into, I don't know why I can't think of the name, to like the culvert type deal.
Yeah, like a, yeah.
But it was deeper than a culvert on the side of the road. It was okay. In the middle of the field and so whatever.
Like a ditch?
Ditch. Maybe, sure. We'll use the word ditch, a culvert ditch type deal. And Joel's like, I'm just going to use the tail feather.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, totally. So we were walking, through the thistle, through everything. It was so itchy. Did not like it. And we start calling. We're using diaphragm calls, which I really suck at, I'm finding out.
Which is a mouth call for everybody at home.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. And then he starts sticking the tail feathers up and starts shaking it. We call. And this is probably like 6 feet up. Like the surface is about 6 feet up. We're down in the ditch.
Okay.
And I'm just getting ready. I'm just have my gun ready. I'm like, I don't know where they're going to come from.
Right.
And all of a sudden, two redheads pop up. I'm like, are you ready? He's like, shoot. I'm like, and it's okay. So I shot, harvested it. Feathers flying everywhere.
Flopping.
Like, heck yeah.
Like confetti.
This is fantastic. Exactly. Yeah. Feathers, confetti.
Yeah.
And we walk up there and I'm like, yeah, heck yeah. I got an awesome tail feather because I'm starting the new thing where I'm overlapping all my tail feathers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it. Making a little turkey column.
Yeah.
Very excited. Well, I get up to it. All those tail feathers was because I shot the freaking tail feathers off.
Oops.
So upset. I was like, whatever. So I just plucked all the tail feathers and used them in my bouquet. Yeah, I have that bouquet of tail feathers.
Hey, you got a turkey, and that's feathers. A fun story.
Oh, yeah. And I used the turkey nuggets. I made pineapple, red onion, teriyaki, turkey kebabs.
Nice.
So delicious. On top of jasmine rice.
That sounds real good.
I know. It was absolutely delicious. But that's finally I get to tell my turkey story.
Yay!
I've been waiting to tell that story for like a month.
We've had so much going on when I've been on, and like we got so many stories and everything. There's lots going on.
Yes. But Robin, I'm very excited about Thursday. I cannot wait to meet Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman. I cannot wait to be embarrassed next to them.
You'll be fine. I know
you are going to be. They are just, I've had the opportunity to talk with Lynn Dickey.
Yeah.
And it's been really, he's a lovely, lovely guy. And perfect. They have a very busy schedule. They're going to the Vince Lombardi after.
Ooh.
Yeah.
After party. Whoop, whoop.
Yes. Yes.
But this is Thursday, so thank you. I cannot wait to come on next week and tell about our whole situation.
Absolutely.
And about all the wonderful sponsors that you have.
Yes.
Mike Kretschmer, what are you doing this weekend?
My wife's 40th on Friday night. And nice. Then Saturday, probably just hang with the fam, do something fun. Sweet. And then, I don't know, Sunday fun day.
You should say your wife's new 30.
Yeah, 30.
30 is the new 40.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Aiden, thank you for coming on. I love the story. It was fantastic. Hopefully this fall, you're going to get your patron's license, and then we can take you out hunting again. Absolutely. I'm going salmon fishing, so maybe next week I can bring in. Oh, Shotgun Steve Schaefer. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Larry Smith Outdoors. Yeah. He is going to be cooking on the boat for us.
Nice. Are you going with?
With Rob? I don't remember Rob's
Manhart
last name.
Charters?
Probably. I have no idea. We're going out of Milwaukee. I should know these
you
things,
should have
but
fun.
I don't.
And if you have an open seat on Sunday, let me know.
It's girls only.
Oh! Well, Shotgun gets to go.
Well, he's making food.
All right. Well, you should have plenty of fun.
Yes, I'm very excited. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Raised in Wisco. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple, Facebook. And please go on Facebook and give us a like. We also have Where in the World is Joe Clayfish? Comment on there to figure out where he is and... we'll shout you out on the next radio show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow. Our guest Monday is a fourth-generation cheesemaker. She has the smallest licensed creamery in Wisconsin, but her cheddar just won a national honor.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Hamas is holding four fewer hostages after a daring daylight Israeli raid inside Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
In a dramatic operation in a Gaza refugee camp, the Israeli army rescued four hostages alive. They were found in two separate locations and taken to a hospital in Israel in good condition. The hostages include three men and one woman from 21 to 40 years old.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has just met with the former hostages at Sheba Medical Center.
We're committed to getting the release of all the hostages. And we expect Hamas to release them all.
But if they don't, we'll do whatever it takes to get them all back home.
Hamas says later Israeli attacks have killed more than 200 people and wounded over 400 at that refugee camp. President Biden has spoken about the hostage release, Gaza and Ukraine, during his state visit to France. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Hosted by French President Macron, President Biden drew parallels between World War II and the Russian war against Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, the president said Russia will not stop at Ukraine.
All of Europe will be threatened.
And Biden said the world cannot and will not let that happen.
The United States is standing strong with Ukraine. We're standing with our allies and we're standing with France.
During the visit to France, the president announced the latest U.S. installment of aid to Ukraine, saying he wished it would have come 6 months earlier.
The Southwest is getting much of the attention because of the current heat wave. For example, Las Vegas could set another record of well over 100 degrees today. Weather Channel meteorologist Reynolds Wolf says there's a lot of heat further east.
Heat is going to be a tremendous story on towards the west. It's going to be building across portions of the Central Plains, but it's going to be going up like a rocket across portions of Florida. And it's not just a story of the high temperatures, but you got to bring in the humidity too, and there's going to be plenty of it, again affecting millions of people across America.
Shark attacks are rare, but there has been two near Destin in the Florida Panhandle, one leaving a woman